Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. On the 2nd of April, 2005, the Zaytuna community gathered in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood for a day filled with food, fun, games, and love for the sake of God. We now share with you a nice slice of concise advice from our teacher, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, on that beautiful day.
يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. On يوم القيامة, it's the heart that's going to save you on that day by the grace of Allah. But that's what Allah says, nothing will avail you, your children, your wealth, none of it, except your heart and the condition of your heart. If you don't actively engage in working on your heart, then your heart becomes diseased. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That their hearts become encrusted as time passes because of what they're acquiring. You have to work on it. We all have to work on it. And part of that is community, because المؤمن مرآة المؤمن, the believer is the mirror of the believer. You look into the mirror not to enjoy what you see, but to see the blemishes so that you can fix your appearance. I mean, that's why a mirror is not for vanity. It's actually to rectify your outward appearance. And the believer is your mirror that helps you rectify your inward state. I mean, that's what a believer really is. It's a person that helps to reflect back to you your state. And Imam Shafi'i, somebody asked him, how did you get such good character? And he said, by taking my critics seriously, actually listening to what people have to say about you and your state and taking that seriously. So the most helpful people are people that are honest to you, forthright, and tell you what you need to do. Those are the best people that you can be around. Flatterers, you know, the Prophet ﷺ said, throw in their faces dirt. People that tell you how wonderful you are, and those people don't help you on your path. And then the other night we read a hikmah. I've been thinking about it since I read it. You know, it's just such an amazing hikmah, especially in light of this culture. Abu Hazim radiallahu anhu, he said that إِذَا كُنْتُ تَطْلُبُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِذَا كُنْتَ تَطْلُبُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا يَكْفِيكَ فَأَدْنَ مَا فِيهَا يَكْفِيكَ. That if you seek in this world what suffices you, then you should know the least of this world will suffice you. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَطْلُبُ مَا يُغْنِيكَ وَلَا يُغْنِيكَ مَا يَكْفِيكَ فَلَيْسَ فِيهَا مَا يُغْنِيكَ. And if you seek from this world what will fulfill you, and you are not fulfilled by what suffices you, there's nothing in this world that will fulfill you. Alright? I'm going to repeat that one more time, because this is really worth knowing. He said, if you seek what suffices you in this world, if you're looking for what you need, what suffices you, then you should know the least of this world will suffice you. But if you're looking for what will fulfill you, and you can't be fulfilled by what suffices you, then you should know nothing in this world will suffice you. Nothing will fulfill you. And that means all you need is water. That's all you need. You don't need tea, Coca-Cola, this, that, or the other. You just need water. And if that's not enough for you, you know, the cola is too flat. It's too sweet. It's not sweet enough. Do you know, I don't like that size. The cup's made of plastic. It's not made of glass. You know, the cup's dirty. It's got that. That's dunya. You know, we need to really, in this time, we need to think about what suffices us. Because we have far too much. I mean, we should all be shaking when we think of the Day of Judgment and what we have in this country. All this blessing. There's people right now in combat, you know, just bombs going off and adrenaline running. There's children suffering all over the place. So we just be fortunate. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful. We're grateful to have Imam Zayd. I think about the blessing of Imam Zayd all the time. You know, and I really want people to recognize that and benefit from his presence and from the presence of the believers and the company that we have. Jazakum Allah khairan wa salaam alaikum.